There's so many reasons I need to go to St. Louis.
If you go to St. Louis, go to Blueberry Hill. It's a great concert venue and bar. I went there. So my buddies and I did a road trip when we graduated college, and we went to 26 Major League Baseball stadiums, did an eight-month road trip in a 1993 Toyota Previa minivan.
That's awesome.
You really know your friends when you spend 8 weeks in a Toyota Previa minivan together. But we went to Blueberry Hill just randomly after we went to the Cardinals game, and DJ Premier from Gangstar was doing a concert. We had no idea. We just walked downstairs into a private DJ Premier concert.
Oh, that's cool. Wow.
So the venue's awesome. You should definitely check it out.
I just want to get, like, real St. Louis barbecue.
Ooh.
So it's definitely a different style than, like, yeah, Rich is
Rich
in.
Can recommend some places for you.
That was the most excited I've seen you, Rich.
When you talk about food.
Yeah, it was the In-N-Out burger story in this.
St. Louis barbecue. Yep.
Yeah, I prefer Memphis barbecue over.
I like it all. I'm
now,
and
when
lie.
I say that, I'm talking about the sauce because clearly I don't eat the meat. But
no, I think you did.
No, I had portobello mushroom with, and I had portobello Memphis. It was a smoked portobello mushroom. Come on,
cool. That's great.
And then in St. Louis, I think that's where I had the veggie kebabs.
Yes. Where's the closest barbecue restaurant to here?
Oh, yeah, side project.
Oh, did I tell you? We might start selling vegan treats pastries where I work.
What?
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
The owner is, like, going to go talk to them about distributing. And
they do already distribute to several places in Philly. That would be awesome. Yep.
The Menzingers are giving away a vegan treats gift card tomorrow.
Oh, really?
If you get it, will you give it to me?
If I get it, I'll give it to you.
Sure.
You're like, I'm only saying sure.
How much
my
is the gift card?
Sure.
I do actually like their stuff.
50.
50? All right. I'll get
I've
like
never
a
been.
Name a time
been.
When you would ever be there without me.
That's true. I wouldn't.
Tomorrow.
But I'm
we'll
gonna
do it.
Get, like,
we'll
a,
go before the show.
I'll get like a cupcake. Well, no. I think when I get the gift card.
Vegan Treats is in Bethlehem.
That's where the show
is.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it's at the Music Fest Cafe.
Oh, no way. Yep. I would go and meet up with you guys if we weren't going to be in Maryland seeing cake again.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, that was an outtake.
I'm glad you could tell.
There's nothing new anymore.
That's true.
Cheers, the internet, and welcome to Happy Fun Time Games, a podcast trivia segment that was once named.
I fucking knew you were going to stop there.
Craft beer has had many naming issues for years. We've touched on this. A marketplace. Did I cut out? Oh, sorry.
That was me hitting the wrong theater. Sorry.
All right.
Shit!
What
happened?
There's a cork in the bottle.
Oh, you're opening another beer.
I did not bring a corkscrew.
Anybody have a screw?
This is going to be fun to edit.
He has a koi pond in his backyard. He told me today, he said, this is literally my day-to-day. He's like, I was like, how you doing, man? He's like, oh, I'm doing good. I was like, what's wrong? Because you could tell someone's wrong. He's like, there's a fucking blue heron, and it's eating all my koi.
Where does he live that he has a koi pond?
Yeah, he's in Westchester.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, not that Westchester is
everybody
for its koi.
Has a koi pond. Obviously.
I just kind of pictured him trying to have one in, like, South Philly, like, where we all are.
Oh, he's not a South Philly guy. Nate
on the roof.
He needs land. He's an outdoor guy.
He's a man of the land.
He's a gardener. I mean, he's a brewer, right? Like, he has that different kind of connection to
Dan's an outdoor guy now. I mean, have you seen his beard?
That's what a week in Canada will do to you.
Yep. No, I decided to do this before Canada.
No, you decided to do that because of Canada.
It came into fruition in Canada.
When you were hunting beavers?
I was hunting beavers. One just found...
All right, let's do it.
Now, this is where we normally do the news, but we had something super-duper exciting happen.
We made our own news.
What the hell is that?
Rich has just returned with a bread bowl of soup. Is that chowder?
That's chowder. Chowder. There was a place that we passed. It was called Chowder. Just not chowder. Chowder. Is it next door?
Yeah.
Is that the one that's next door?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's where Rich went.
They get props from me for
there
that.
There was also, and not to continue this tangent,
this is already an outtake, don't worry.
We passed a pizza place that said occasional waterfront dining. I thought it was pretty funny.
Oh, they
Does
get
that
a lot
mean
of
they
get a
flooding?
Lot of flooding.
Yeah.
Flooding.
Yeah. 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 Oh, sure. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Rich has got the hook on the food.
What's that?
Rich has got the hook on the food.
Yeah, man. All right, here we go.
Hear me!
Oh, no. I tried to hit the stop so I could hear what Rich was saying. All right, third time's a charm.
Hear me!
It's like we've never done this before.
I guess not. I'm just going with it.
Me!
Round two, fight!
A zip here, a swastika there. Who cares?
Shit.
Wow.
I'm throwing, totally against swastika.
Throwing
stickers.
Shade.
I just want to say that.
And that's just getting cut out.
Just want to say that.
For the record.
Empin. For, to not be us.
Fair, I was there you go.
Quoting a TV
empanadas.
Show.
Empanadas.
Empanadas.
What empanadas?
What show?
Just like you would normally Pete say show. Anything.
No, all right.
He was complaining about like Che Guevara t-shirts and the ironic veneration of tyrants. And he was like, a zip here, a swastika there. Who cares what it means anymore?
Well, I watched a documentary. I don't even remember what fucking documentary it was. But there were these German people that wore SS uniforms to this like World War II reenactment thing that was clearly not in Germany, because they talked about how it is illegal wear that in Germany.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why? I don't know. I don't understand. Do I need to wait for you to do what you're doing?
No, I'm just...
No, I think we need to wait for an edit point where this... We get back to things
back I don't even remember
that we're actually
going to
put on the internet.
Where do we stop when it was still safe?
Before
swastika.
Before I
sure.
said swastika, probably. That's the same
And before
bet.
I said empanada incorrectly.
Empanadas.
You're learning.
Empanada sounds prettier.
It is fun to say. Empanadas.
I guess you can teach an old dog your tricks.
I don't know how I...
Wow, he just called you an old dog.
Well, I'm older than him.
This is true.
I'm older than you. Not by much.
Yeah, a bit.